Good morning. A cool front easing through interior New York and New England from north to south is bringing highly changeable temperatures to our area this morning. Across the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and most of Vermont, readings have dropped back into the teens and lower 20s this morning, while readings are staying in the 30s elsewhere out ahead of that front. The wind is picking up and whipping out of the north to northwest at about 15 to 25 miles per hour right behind the front. So as it makes its way to the south, changeable temperatures with readings in other locations sliding back down through the 30s and 20s as we go through the early morning hours. We'll have some clouds accompanying the front, but generally they'll be breaking up today, and we'll have plenty of sunshine through the afternoon. It'll be a struggle, but many places we'll see the temperatures turn around and go back up through the 20s and into the lower to mid-30s for afternoon highs. High pressure will build in behind the front, and we'll have a clear sky tonight with lows in the teens to around 20. That same front will turn around and work its way back to the north tomorrow as a warm front. As a result, more in the way of sunshine and even milder air with highs back into the upper 30s. On Wednesday, clouds will increase as another front approaches from the west. Still, though, out ahead of the front, highs will be in the lower 40s, so as the front moves through, the chance of a rain or snow shower. On Thursday, we'll dry it out again with highs around 40 and plenty of sunshine. Another and more potent system will head our way on Friday. This one has a lot of mild air with it, so readings will be back up into the lower 40s with the chance of rain showers. Perhaps some wet snow or sleet in the mountains. We'll be watching for that. But even milder air behind that system on Saturday and Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds. Saturday in the mid-40s and even the upper 40s with the chance of rain showers as the next system moves through on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a prolonged period of wet and active weather will begin across the Pacific Northwest today as a strong warm front arrives. Winter storm warnings have been issued as heavy snow is expected across the west slopes of the North and Central Cascades with up to 18 inches of snow possible. An easterly flow through the lower passes will help support a wintry mix of freezing rain and snow in these areas with a changeover to rain in the afternoon. Meanwhile, a winter weather advisory remains in effect for the northern Rockies, where 3 to 5 inches of snow is expected through this evening. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Miami, Florida, at 1:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. The last report of hail was at Yasuj, Iran, at 11 p.m. last night. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light snow, blowing snow and fog, 5 above 0 with a northwest wind at 48 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 40 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 34 degrees, the dew point 25, 70% relative humidity, a west wind at 20 miles per hour, gusting to 29, and the barometer at 30.15 inches, and it is rising rapidly. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Punta Gorda and Marathon, both in Florida, to a low of 31 below zero at Alamosa and Kremling, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-40s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 39 degrees, the low 22. The average temperature, 31, that's 8 degrees above normal. 0.3 inches of snow yesterday, that's also the total for the month, and that's 3 inches below normal. And 13.7 inches for the season, which is 6.1 inches of snow below normal. There were 34 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 260, that's 9 above normal. And 2,522 for the season, which is 264 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees. The average low, 15. The record high, 56, set in 1915. And the record low, 12 below zero in 1878. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:38 p.m., 9 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine, but colder today, with highs in the teens in the mountains and closer to the Canadian border, but in the mid to upper 20s, closer to Glens Falls. Mostly clear tonight, with lows near 10 above. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, becoming mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s, mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, becoming mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 30s, mostly clear tonight with lows around 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, becoming mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-30s, mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Becoming mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, milder, mid to upper 30s. Increasing clouds Wednesday, a rain or snow shower in the lower 40s. Mostly sunny, near 40 on Thursday. A chance of rain or mixed precipitation on Friday in the lower 40s. Mid to upper 40s on Saturday and upper 40s on Sunday with partly to mostly cloudy skies and a chance of rain showers on Sunday afternoon. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.